We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. Now, normally the fancy radio thing for me to do would be play some sound that is really riveting and grabs you from the moment that you tune in. But the reason why I didn't do that immediately is because raise your hand in your vehicle right now if you are tired of hearing Rapino's voice. I mean, leave one hand on the wheel.
Just
for sure.
Tired of it.
There are people all over St. Louis, God willing, because they're listening to this show right now, that are like, yes, make it stop. Now, I can't handle it anymore. And I was going through my Facebook messages to the show page last night while I was sitting. And last night we watched Spider-Man Far From Home. Is that the first one? Homecoming Now? Homecoming is now.
Yeah. Far From Home.
Is that right? I don't know. I watched Spider-Man, the first one last night. So I'm sitting there with my family watching Spider-Man and working on some things and answering Facebook messages. And I realized that yesterday I got a Facebook message from a listener that said, for the love of everything, please do not talk about women's soccer today. And I saw that and then I thought about the show. Did we talk about women's soccer yesterday?
We didn't. And I believe it's Homecoming.
Homecoming is the first one.
Yeah, is what you watched.
Gabe Pfeiffer on the YouTube chat. Expert Marvel aficionado says Homecoming is first one. That's the one I saw last night. And so that's almost neither here nor there. Except
I don't think we talked about U.S. soccer.
I don't think we talked about it either.
Kind of nice.
This is an isn't it? It made me happy to go back and think about yesterday's show and be like, did we talk about that? I don't remember because I don't want to talk about it. The United States won the World Cup.
Great.
USA. Do you know what I'm excited about that? USA.
Mm-hmm.
Not anybody's pet project or platform that is being shoved down my throat before I can even celebrate the fact that we are once again the best at something in the whole world.
Why can't every parade be like the Blues parade?
Lots of alcohol.
Having a good time. No one's worried about anything.
Less than the required amount of teeth. Ryan O'Reilly accepted the award yesterday, the ESPY award, with among other Blues fans for the best comeback. Like, duh, who else is going to win? This camera is right in front of my face. I'm trying to see Katie. There's only one person in the room with me right now. I'm having to have a conversation with her, and there's a camera staring at me. Watch the YouTube, the live stream at 971talk.com/Annie. So the Blues won yesterday the award for best comeback, obviously. And Ryan O'Reilly accepted the award, he said, hold on a second. And he took his tooth out.
Love it. Take them teeth out, boy.
Only in hockey. So, yeah, you celebrate the Blues. We won. It's amazing. I mean, there's no act like you've been there before for the St. Louis Blues. The United States women's soccer team is just dominant all over the place. We should be celebrating it. This is an opportunity for us to shout from the rooftops how awesome American women are at playing soccer, at least a handful of them. But we can't do it because we got to get slapped left and right with politics and opinion and assertion that some lady named Rapino knows what I think or knows what the country feels, and we got to get it shoved down our throat because she was good at a soccer game. I just want to cheer for you. I don't care what you think about anything. I just want to love my country. And I'll even use soccer as a way to do it. I'm not a big soccer fan.
Let us be happy, darn it.
That's all that I want. So the reason why we're talking about this today is because, as most things in my life, I can quasi-tie this back to watching Avengers movies. But here's why I didn't play the sound at first, because I wanted to prepare you for it. And I want you to stay with me. I need you to stay with me here, because this is the last time I'm going to play Megan Rapinoe's voice on this show unless I absolutely am told that I have to play it again. This is it. So you and I are going to suffer through this together. It's happening. I'm not going to do it to you again. You've heard this already, but I want to explain to you the context of where Megan Rapinoe is coming, and I'm going to be able to explain that to you by way of Miley Cyrus in just a second.
We have pink hair and purple hair. We have tattoos and dreadlocks. We got white girls and black girls and everything in between. Straight girls and gay girls. Hey! I couldn't be more proud to be a co-captain with Carly and Alex with this team. It's my absolute honor to lead this team out on the field. There's no other place that I would rather be, even in the presidential race.
Is that an announcement? Is it a non-announcement?
Who knows?
Did she win something? Why is she talking? Talk about that. So this is weird, because I said to Katie, well, I don't even know how I got talking about Miley Cyrus before the show started. I said, Katie, do you like Miley Cyrus? And you basically created an arc of, I liked her, she went nuts, and then Liam Hemsworth kind of brought her back into
reality,
realm of normalcy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Liam Hemsworth, that's Thor, right? And she's like, no, it's the other Hemsworth. And I'm like, oh, that makes me feel so much better about Thor. So Thor and I are still cool.
We're fine.
He doesn't know that. If you don't know, I'm a quarter Australian, and Mr. Hemsworth is very Australian, and that's fantastic. So you listen to Megan Rapinoe there talking about how all of these different kinds of people are part of this thing that they're celebrating here. Okay. Yes, good. Thumbs up from Annie Fry sitting in St. Louis, Missouri, in the middle of nowhere. Good for you. Full stop. That's it. I'm not mad. I'm mad now. But I wasn't mad then.
I wasn't mad before.
This is so Katie and I are talking. I bring up Miley Cyrus, and Katie's like, says something about Liam Hemsworth. I open up my phone, and because Google is always listening, for some reason there's an article suggested that I might be interested in. It's probably because I've Googled Hemsworth. And it says Miley Cyrus gets real about her quote, complex and modern, end quote, marriage to Liam Hemsworth. And I'm like, well, every marriage is complex. Marriage as an institution is not easy. It's not simple. It's not supposed to be simple. That's why you make all these promises in front of judges and God to honor the marriage that you're in. But she says modern. What the heck is a modern marriage? Okay, so we dive deep into this very well-researched eonline.com article. So it says, it was just 7 months ago the 26-year-old confirmed that she had tied the knot with Liam Hemsworth, nearly a decade of romance later. So Katie informs me they've been on again, off again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about any of that. You probably don't either. She says, this is Miley Cyrus. She says, but my relationship is unique. Well, that's special. And I don't know that I would ever publicly allow people in there because it's so complex and modern and new that I don't think we're in a place where people would get it. I mean, do people really think that I'm home in an effing apron cooking dinner? What? Do people think I'm at home in an apron cooking dinner in my house? Is that what people think about Midwestern, simple-minded Annie Fry? Because She's saying that her marriage is modern because she's not a dinner cooking housewife wearing an apron. Well, that's crazy, Miley. Tell me more. She says, quote, I'm in a hetero relationship. I'm still very sexually attracted to women. People become vegetarian for reasons. She goes on to explain how that relates to her situation. I made a partner decision. This is the person I feel has my back the most. I definitely don't fit into a stereotypical wife role. I don't even like that word. So you have to ask yourself, what does Miley Cyrus think is a stereotypical wife role? Now, I'm talking to a lot of people right now who are either wives or who have wives. And when you consider yourself what you consider that person's role to be, I promise you right now that the person sitting in the cubicle across from you, if you both are a wife or have a wife or would like a wife or would like to be a wife, you have individual understandings about what that means for you in your own personal reality, your own circumstances, your own expectations are going to be different from person to person. And I promise you that if we were to ask 100 people, 100 women who are wives or who would like to be wives, as a wife, do you picture yourself ever being in a kitchen with an apron on cooking dinner? A lot of them are going to say yes. And they're going to be like, because I have to feed myself and feed the people in my house. It's not because they were placed there. Miley Cyrus is living in a reality where her understanding of who I am as a what I would refer to as a traditional wife, I am that person because I want to be this person. And it's not because I've ever been told it's my place. And you can ask every man that has ever been close to me in my life that if you're going to come up to me and tell me where my place is, I am going to have a problem with that.
We are going to have words.
Or stares. Or looks. But I am not somebody who is doing anything that I'm doing that would be considered traditionally wife-like behavior because I have been given an expectation to do that. I am doing it because I want to. I am the wife who I am, good and bad, because it's the best part of my entire life to be able to take who I am as a wife, which has given me the opportunity to be a mother. The whole existence that I have on this planet stems out of what I have in that family unit. It's not being forced on me. I have been blessed, in my opinion, because I am a Christian, by my creator to be able to have what I have. So when you look at Miley Cyrus going through this article, she says, quote, if you don't want children, people feel sorry for you, like you're a cold, heartless B-word who's not capable of love. Why are we trained that love means putting yourself second and those you love first? If you love yourself, then what? You come first. When we are trained that love means putting yourself second and those you love first, what kind of love doesn't exist that way? And if you clearly aren't a mother, but I would put myself fourth behind all three of my children and I would give my life for my husband. We'd have to stop and fight about that. And we would.
But that's what love is.
But that is what love is. Miley, you don't get it. And the truth of the matter is, while you are sitting in your Hollywood world of a bubble and looking over all across the Midwest or the South or wherever the simple-minded people are in your brain, and you're feeling sorry for me and the plight that I have, that I live in a traditional wife role as you see it, you feel sorry for me. But I could not pity you more. I could not feel more sorry for yourself that you will never, ever, ever have that which I have, which is a loving relationship with my husband, the ability to leave for work every morning, to do something I love, that I'm passionate about, that I am dedicated to, that is a priority in my life. But this is all because I get to support my family to do this. Whether it's a paycheck or it's opening conversation and hopefully maybe changing some minds to understand where I'm coming from, not even agree with what I'm saying, but to open conversation, to have these discussions. I get to do that here every day, but make no mistake, the most important thing in my life is my family. And Miley doesn't get that. And she thinks she's fighting against literally the man for, quote, women's rights, which should include me. And she's fighting against me to get something for me that she thinks that I have to have and need, and that her voice and her platform is the way for me to get it. She could sit down with me and spend a day in my shoes and realize how absolutely wrong she is, that actually loving somebody is putting yourself second. And if as a culture and a society, we would stop worrying so much about obsessing about ourselves and how to make ourselves happy, the most happy you can be is when you give of yourself and it eventually comes back to bless you. And she does not get that. This women's empowerment movement is constructed around a very, very self-centered mentality, and they're shirking those very things that make being a woman wonderful and great. And I am not limited in my abilities. I am not limited in my pursuit for success. And I've had in my life a little bit of success. Maybe not Miley Cyrus level.
We know you want to achieve, Annie, because everyone wants to be like Miley.
I'm going to need a little more Slim 180 in order to dress like she does. I'm just telling you right that. As a common courtesy to the rest of the world. I mean, this is not how it works, Miley. This is not how any of this works. And I'm so sad for you that in your little bubble of Hollywood, you don't get it. And the same goes for Megan Rapinoe. You don't get it either, Megan. Nobody's hating you. Nobody here in the middle of the country who you're trying to reach right now hates you. In fact, we don't care. We don't care at all. And we were about to celebrate a World Cup championship with you, but you talked us out of it. We've moved on. But we'll be back for you here in just a couple of minutes with the highlights of the day. 314-241-9797 if you want to weigh in on this. Tammy, I want to get to your call before we do the highlights in the next segment. Thank you for letting me have that rant. Megan Rapinoe, you are now part of the Annie Fry Show archives. No more. My promise to you, the Annie Fry Show listener, we're done with it.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Not many times I get to open the show talking about Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, and women's soccer. That happened. Podcast it if you didn't, because it's not happening again. No more Megan Rapinoe.
Done with it.
Are you sick and tired of talking about this yet, Tony?
Oh, it's sad because I wish we could just talk about them winning the World Cup and be happy about that and talk about how good of a team they are and talk about the highlights from the tournament. But all of that, as I've said in the past, it's third. It's down the everything about the team and the sport and the actual playing of soccer and winning a championship is a distant third when you start having a conversation about this team. Number one is obviously Megan Rapinoe and her stuff, and then number two is the White House, is the stuff with the White House, and then eventually you get to talking about the sport and the games, and it's just, I hate it.
There would have been a time.
It's just like the kneeling of the in football. I hated that too, because it's like I want to watch football. I don't want to talk about politics.
There would have been a time after the championship was won and you celebrated it and people were interviewing these players to bring up some of these issues if you wanted it, but they buried the lead. So the idea that we actually won this thing is, as you said, like third tier. Tammy, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, anytime you want to talk about either one of the Hemsworth brothers, you're welcome to do that. You can open with that anytime.
If only we're down, this were television. We're down. Yeah, I know.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I just wanted to make a point. I agree with everything that you're saying. I think Miley Cyrus and a lot of Hollywood miss such a big part of their fan base by kind of debasing kind of who we are. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife. You've got a lot of moms, a lot of wives, a lot of dads listening. And we cook for our families. That's how we show them that we love them.
Sure.
That's such a very basic human need. And the fact that she would degrade that and call it an effing apron. Well, first of all, I don't wear an apron, but I do cook for my family. And I love doing it. That's how I show them. And she's forgotten that. Mm-hmm. She's so far removed with her personal chefs and the fact that she's not around real people. She's forgotten that a lot of people, this is how we live, and we're not sorry for it. We're actually quite proud of it. And when you take that fan base and you denigrate it like that, man, that's hard to get back.
Yeah.
It's going to be a struggle. And it might just be like the Dixie Chicks. Remember them? They didn't like the fan base either. And so who's their fan base now?
Exactly. Tammy, great point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Annie.
Good to hear from another woman who sounds like she's a lot like me.
I cook dinner almost every night for my husband, and I really enjoy it.
I mean,
so,
yeah, that's to say, like, whoever is engaging in that behavior is somehow or another minimize, like, it's degrading. Where do you get food?
And
how does this food appear in your home? Because I want some of that.
We've had so many decades worth of progress for women. For her to just say, like, well, we're still at that point in our lives where women are always listening to men and following their lead. No, honey. We've had a lot of progress, so keep that in mind.
No, honey. Katie says. Let's do highlights. Tony, are you ready for highlights?
Mm-hmm. Super. This story is absolutely fascinating. It falls into the category of I still hug dudes.
Yes. Ooh. He does. Let's hear about
it. Mississippi Republican gubernatorial candidate today stood by his decision to deny a female reporter's request to accompany him on a campaign trip unless she brought along a male colleague, a move that she says is sexism. The candidate says, I don't want to end up in a situation where me and Miss Campbell were alone for an extended period of time throughout that 15 or 16 hour day. And so, out of precaution, I wanted her to bring someone with her, a male colleague. The other thing I think is important to point out is that this is my truck. And in my truck, we go by my rules, and that's my rule. This is Robert Foster. He is running for governor in Mississippi. And apparently, he's going on these road trips where he's driving around the state. And this female reporter asked to join him, which would have caused them to be in the truck alone, the two of them, for large chunks of time as he was driving around to different events and to make various appearances around the state. And he said, I am not going to be alone in my truck with a woman in this climate. I just asked her to bring someone with her as a precaution for her and for me. And then her name is Larison Campbell. She's a reporter for Mississippi Today. She says, look, we got to call this what it is. When a woman isn't given access to the same things that a man would be given access to, it's sexism. I think this is a fascinating story. We'll see how it goes. But is it sexism or is it a smart precaution? You decide.
Yeah, that is interesting.
If you're a fan of craftic beer, you'd better stock up. William K. Bush, an heir to the Bush family, announced he's going out of business. He cited market demand as part of the decision process, but he hopes to eventually return to the brewery business. The brewery began operations in 2011, and the stock in stores, though, is expected to last through September. Bush was planning a brewery and distillery in St. Charles County. There was a big fight over that, but those plans have been shelved.
Audra and Jeff Johnson were married on July 4th in Kalamazoo, surrounded by friends and family decked out in Make America Great Again hats. It looked like America threw up all over my wedding, and I'm not sorry, the bride said. Johnson said, in addition to celebrating their love, she and her husband decided to use their wedding day as an opportunity to celebrate President Donald Trump. No detail was overlooked, down to the groomsmen's Don't Tread on Me cufflinks. Each reception table featured a petition for an anti-abortion heartbeat bill. Even the bride's nails were painted to look like American flags. She wore a dress that was actually made out of a MAGA flag.
It's kind of weird to like choose to do all of this and then describe it as vomit.
Yeah.
Like, could you say like a...
It's not a very positive thing.
Pinata exploded all over my...
Confetti was everywhere. Yeah, it was like, fun and
there's
exciting.
There's a way to describe like that without using vomit. But, you know.
About your own thing.
It's your wedding. You
about
do.
About your wedding day.
Anyway.
The Birds are back to their Busch Stadium nest starting Friday night when they entertain the Diamondbacks for the first game of a three-game series. I'm good at this. 7:15 first pitch. Adam Wainwright gets the start. The Blues continue to rack up the hardware. Following their Stanley Cup win, the team accepted the ESPY Award for best comeback last night in L.A. The Notes 8-game preseason schedule.
Did you see Ryan O'Reilly take his tooth out?
Starts in just over 2 months, September 16th. I did.
Hilarious.
Good, funny play because that's the memorable moment of the entire night.
He just... stopped and paused and said, did he say, like, hold on, I got to take my tooth out?
He said, I don't want to spit on all the celebrities in the front row.
Oh, great. All these fancy people. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Because who have most chefs of the with time, aprons.
Pops his tooth out.
He pops the tooth out.
That's great.
September 16th is your first preseason game. Just over 2 months.
So, are the Cardinals going to make the playoffs?
Not playing the way they are.
This is what you said in January for the Blues.
I know.
He's right? Isn't it the same?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot more talent on that Blues roster, and we all thought they weren't playing up to potential.
Can you guys engage in a conversation about the Players Association and salaries and what the problem is? Are you versed on that? Like on the baseball players talking about?
No.
Well, if you become versed on it, I'd like to discuss it. You can come back in and kind of. I was reading about it yesterday, and it's really interesting to see how these players are talking about. Feeling as though they are not being paid adequately, and before everyone's like, they get paid lots of money, shut up and take your paycheck, there's still other people making lots of money based on the people who are on the field. So it's an interesting conversation. I'd like to have that one as well. Let's take
baseball players have it better than most.
Well, they would disagree with you on that. They would disagree with you. 314-241-9797. Give us a call. Join the show. Tyrus is going to join us at 1:10. First time we've talked to Tyrus since we were in New York City with him. And we're also going to talk to Dave Ray. He's with Fair Immigration. He's their director, communications director, about the president's announcement that he's going to, by executive order, include that citizenship question on the census. Can't wait to hear what Dave Ray has to say about that at 1:40. Back in a minute.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Good to be with you. Interesting story surrounding right now a bickering between Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's like if I wanted to play the trifecta of people that you probably don't want to have to be suffering through, Megan Rapinoe, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe I'm wrong. Do y'all want to hear this stuff? I mean, I listened to they're going back and forth, and Nancy Pelosi is like, there are four people in the House that are voting against these things, and they're taking over all of this time. And instead of those people coming to Nancy Pelosi and saying, we have a problem with this, we have a problem with this, we have a problem with this, those people are tweeting about it. Mm-hmm. And we all know how much Nancy Pelosi hates when people tweet about politics or Democrats in general. So there's infighting. And is... like, do we look at this and go, Nancy Pelosi sure is the rational one in this? she's a political master. Mm-hmm. She is somebody who absolutely understands how to maneuver the pieces around the chessboard to get something done. And in my opinion, the goal is always political gain only.
And I will say it's interesting to see someone that is more of a moderate Democrat trying to tell the other moderate. I mean, more so than the four people she's talking about. And she's trying to calm down the other moderate Democrats and say, whoa, listen, guys, these four people are very, very, very to the left.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about them that much. I think that's interesting.
She's trying to put them in their place.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to watch.
It's a disaster.
Is it a dumpster fire?
It is. And actually, Nancy Pelosi looks like the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
She looks reasonable in this situation.
Clip that sound
AOC
for the archives.
Said, I know, right? AOC said yesterday that her proof that Nancy Pelosi and Democratic establishment leadership is trying to stifle her voice and sort of keep her busy because they put her on two of the busiest committees in the Congress.
They tried to busy her.
Yeah. So she said, they put me on these two extremely busy committees so I have all this work to do and I can't go out and speak my mind. They asked you to do a job?
Yeah.
They put you on important,
high profile.
People were scratching their heads when Nancy Pelosi put her on these committees because they were such important, high profile committees.
If Nancy wants to go baller on her, just pull her off the committees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's got this influence. She's in these important committees that are working, doing their jobs in the government, and she's saying that being on these committees is proof that they're trying to stifle her because she has too much work to do.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
How does anybody listen to this woman?
It's like a teenager crazy. Complaining about her chores.
Yes. I don't want to do this, Mom. I want to go to the party, and I want to hang out with my friends. We want to talk about what we want to talk about. We don't want you to tell us.
And also give me my allowance.
Mom said I can go out with my friends when I get all my work done, but she just keeps giving me all this work.
I don't want to do work for the money. You know, I just want the money to be given to me, and I don't want to have to work for it. That would be fair. And I'm a woman, and a millennial, and a bartender.
I can't stand it. It's awful.
She's mad that she has to work.
I would take a quarter out of her mason jar, which is what I do to my children
when
they misbehave.
She's mad that she's on an important committee.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
314-241-9797.
I am shook!
Yeah, totally. Linda, thanks for calling the show.
You guys are too funny.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment on the... I think it was a politician that's requiring the reporter to have a third party there. Mm. In this day and age, when you're prosecuted for sexual harassment and there's no trial, I think it's really a good idea. It's a brilliant idea because this happens a lot. People's whole lives are ruined. And I think that it really should happen in a lot of companies because a lot of times when people travel, there's issues that happen. I work for the government, so mm-hmm. it that happens a lot of times when people go on business trips. And the thing about it is, if you have a third party there, they can protect people and they can intervene. But we're in a day and age now where people's whole lives can be ruined in a matter of seconds because they're accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And I think it was Billy Graham that had, every time he met with a woman, he would have someone else there present. And I just think it's hard to believe that we've gotten to this point, but it's really for the protection. And I think even with priests, when they're with children, they have to have someone else there with them. I mean, because of what's taken place. I mean, in fact, when my son went through instruction, I insisted that he be with a group.
Yeah.
Linda,
thank you.
Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I mean, this is regarding Tony's story.
Mm-hmm.
And... Tony, can you just like quickly reset what that story was?
There's a Republican candidate for governor in Mississippi, and he is apparently traveling around the state in his pickup truck.
Scott Brown-esque.
Meeting people and making appearances. And a reporter asked to join him and basically ride in the truck with him and cover this campaign. And it was a female reporter. And he said, only if you bring a male colleague. I don't want to be alone in my truck for long periods of time with a female reporter. As a precaution for her and me, I want her to have somebody with her. And she says that that's sexism, that he wouldn't do that to a male reporter. And she says, look, pretty black and white. If you would allow a man to do this, but won't alone, but won't allow a female to do it alone, that's a double standard and that's sexism. And I get that argument, but I also completely understand him saying, I am not going to be alone with a female reporter in my truck where
so it's really not that black and white, right? There's
no
gray.
Well, no, that's what she says. It's pretty clear, you know, that I get it. I call me sexist. I completely understand where he's coming from, and I still hug
dudes
and I don't hug chicks, and that's exactly why.
Chicks. I get it.
Broads.
Broads.
Miley Cyrus can hear you all the way in California. Use that B word.
She's offensive. I mean, she's offended.
What is the part that you read? That last part of that story that
she
you read?
She does not like to be called wife. She wants to be called partner by Liam. Because wife reminds her of a 1950s commercial, cigarette commercial.
She would star in a cigarette commercial.
I wonder how familiar she is with 1950s cigarette commercials. Do they have a lot of husbands and wives in them?
That's like an honor. I was stoked to be called wife. I was like, heck yeah.
But you're
that's
not
awesome.
But you're not woke.
It's true. Just another Midwesterner.
Is there anything traditional, specifically traditional, Tony, about your marriage and your like your relationship with your wife? Because my husband does the laundry and he loves to cook. And I think you pretty much do that in your house too, don't you?
Three-fifths. I do three-fifths of the laundry.
Do you feel emasculated when you do laundry?
No. I like to do laundry.
Or when you cook? All clean.
I love to cook.
Do you wear shoes when you cook in the kitchen?
One. It's weird.
I live a strange life.
Well, that's because he has a modern relationship and not a traditional husband role. You and Miley have something in common there. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? You both hug dudes. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tyrus. I got phone calls lining up here. I'm going to try to get to those as well. And we're going to speak with Dave Ray, with Fair Communications Director. I'm going to ask him about President Trump's big announcement today. He's supposed to be speaking later on this afternoon, saying he's going to put the citizenship question on the census via executive order. What's Dave Ray going to say about that? We'll find out at 1:40. Plus your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.